This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You have arrived. Welcome to the Aspie World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
Are you curious about Asperger's syndrome and want to know if you're on the autism spectrum? Well, stick around in this video. I'm going over some of the key aspects of someone on the autism spectrum who would possibly be diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Let's get into it. Guys, what's going on? My name is Dan. I have a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, and I make videos like this every single week. So if you're new around here and you want to learn more and not miss out a video, make sure to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell and follow this page for more videos. Guys, what is going on? Yeah, Asperger's syndrome. And I know it's a term that people don't typically use anymore because back in 2013, the DSM-5, which is like the American Health Association's kind of like guidebook for doing stuff, they kind of threw out the name Asperger's syndrome and changed it all to ASD, which is just autism spectrum disorder. But just as an umbrella term, it does work very well, just ASD. But some people were diagnosed with the term Asperger's, and people still get diagnosed with the term Asperger's because the DSM-5 is not the only way to diagnose people with autism. Okay, so now that's out of the way, let's get into the nitty-gritty. I wanted to put down some key points, some key indicators, some key kind of relevant factors and characteristics of people who are on the autism spectrum who would be characterized as having Asperger's syndrome. So if you're wondering, and you're wondering for somebody else or yourself, then these are going to be useful. Okay, let's get into it. So the first one is knowing that individuals with Asperger's syndrome may experience challenges in understanding non-verbal communication. And what I mean by this is like facial expressions and hand gestures and social kind of signals that would be typically not said, you know, where people would like, you know, gesture with their hands or whatever. Those things, those communicative patterns are something that's difficult for people with Asperger's to really fully understand because those are learned through social environments, which are difficult for people with Asperger's because they would be more reclusive from those environments and have less exposure to those social environments, which is really interesting because when you're thinking about somebody who is autistic and they don't make eye contact, they're not looking at the frame of the person. They're looking around the frame of the person. So they're going to miss out on gestures. So they're going to have a harder time picking those things up and learning. But it doesn't mean that they can't ever learn those things. It just means that they'll struggle with those things, if you get what I mean. So the second one is people with Asperger's syndrome may struggle with maintaining friendships and expressing their emotions to friends and partners and loved ones. This includes things like small talk and social skills because that part of the brain is kind of busy occupying something else, like learning about spaceships or kind of like obsessing with Pokemon or something. And I'll get onto that in a minute, but there's a whole kind of deficit for social interaction and meaningful relationships and understanding those emotions because it's hard for a person on the autism spectrum to express their emotions outwards and understand other people because this is all part and parcel of having this condition. Okay, so number three is that people with Asperger's syndrome may have a very narrow range of interest and kind of focus intensely on a specific subject. So, you know, like, I'm obsessed with, like, conspiracy theories and, like, UFOs and stuff like that. And I'm obsessed with that because I go around for days and hours. I'm actually really obsessed with SEO, social media building, funnel building, and online marketing. I love all that kind of stuff because I'm so passionate about it. You know, I get super sucked into it. And this is, you know, no different from anybody else on the autism spectrum who is diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome because I don't know what the reason for this is, but there's a passion for something that is very specifically niche. Like, I knew a guy who was obsessed with Marilyn Monroe and, like, just loved everything Marilyn Monroe did, knew everything about her life, even went to her house, flew out to see her house where she was buried and all this kind of stuff. Really interesting, but very important to him and the things that he wanted to do in life and the things that he was interested in. So it's kind of like having a hobby or an interest, but being intensely super focused on that, like nothing else comes close. You know, your whole room becomes this like shrine to the thing you're into. Okay, so number four, and the last thing I'm going to talk about here, is that autistic individuals with Asperger's syndrome may show engagement in repetitive behavior and repetitive patterns, such as like doing the same thing every single day or eating the same food every single day. But this also includes, but not exclusive to, stimming, self-stimulatory behavior, whether it be like flapping their hands or rocking backwards and forwards. And all those repetitive behaviors are ways of self-soothing and are very, very prevalent in Asperger's syndrome. Now, guys, if this sounds like you, drop me a comment down below and let me know. I'd love to have a discussion. Give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay guys, see you in the next one. Peace.